L. Ron Hubbard was an American writer who became the founder of Dianetics and Scientology in May 1950. Hubbard published Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health. The book attracted widespread attention and gave rise to a popular movement centered on Hubbard's explanation of the human mind. Scientology later developed out of this Dianetics movement. Official Church of Scientology, to understand Dianetics respectfully, we should begin with the problem it claims to solve. According to Dianetics, human beings possess an analytical mind and a reactive mind. The analytical mind is presented as the rational, conscious part of the mind. The reactive mind is described as a hidden source of irrational fears, unwanted emotions, insecurities, and psychosomatic difficulties. Hubbard taught that painful experiences could be recorded within the reactive mind as what he called engrams. These recordings could later influence a person's emotions, decisions, and reactions. Dianetics offered a structured process intended to uncover and address these hidden mental recordings. The eventual goal was the condition Hubbard called clear, understood within Dianetics as freedom from the reactive mind. Later topics will examine these ideas more closely. For now, we should notice the human longings behind them. People want to understand why they respond in ways they cannot explain. They want freedom from fear, shame, painful memories, and destructive patterns. They want a method that seems understandable and practical. Christian leaders should not mock these longings. They are real human concerns. However, Christianity gives a broader account of the human condition. The Bible does not reduce every human problem to hidden mental recordings. Human beings are embodied souls living before God. Our struggles may involve sin, suffering, bodily weakness, painful memories, harmful habits, broken relationships, social pressures, spiritual deception, or injuries caused by others. A person may be responsible for wrong actions while also carrying suffering that was not personally chosen. Christian ministry must therefore distinguish carefully between sin committed and suffering endured. Christianity also warns against believing that one technique can fully explain or repair the human person. Human beings are not malfunctioning machines that can be restored through the correct procedure. They are persons created in God's image who need truth, forgiveness, healing relationships, wise care, and reconciliation with God. Jesus Christ did not come merely to improve the operation of the human mind. He came to save sinners, defeat death, reconcile us to God, and begin the renewal of the whole person. As Christian leaders study Dianetics, our goal is not to ridicule its vocabulary. Our goal is to understand what it teaches, recognize the longings it addresses, identify what it reduces or overlooks, and present the fuller hope found in Jesus Christ.